All right, hello, Fox and friends, and welcome to another episode of the Chat Sphere. Today we're on episode 20. I've got Emily on again. Thought we'd make today a little costumey episode, so I've got mine on, as you can painfully see. Emily's wearing hers. You want to tell us about yours real quick?
I had to makeshift one really quickly because my other one didn't fit properly, but like, I'm Velma, if you can't tell.
Very nice, very nice. So I'll try to keep this on for a little bit, but the mask will not stay on the whole time because, one, I can't see, and two, it's very hot, very hot. But yeah, so today we're going to be doing a little kind of a double feature type deal because Emily here started her own podcast. You want to tell us about the name and your kind of start into that?
My podcast name is Honesty with Emily. I mean, it's kind of a conglomeration of me giving my honest opinion on what happens in your 20s, and it's a little bit of me talking shit. That's pretty much it, though.
Still cool.
It's nice, yeah.
It's a different take versus mine just being completely random and kind of spitballing and going random directions depending on who's on.
Yeah, just being honest, I'm kind of just telling stories about what's happened to me as I went through life. And there's been some really crazy funny things that have happened, and I think that people would be interested in hearing it. So
very cool. So I will link hers down below. So check that out after you see this one, because we will be making one here as well on hers. I'm going to take this mask off because I can't breathe. Oh, man. Love the mask, but it is not built for a long period of time. That in my voice is amplified 200 times, so I could have been yelling that whole time, and I don't know.
Can you hear in it?
I could hear what you were saying, but I can't. If I'm talking, it's bouncing everywhere. Ugh. So I hope you like that for the first 5 minutes of this. But yeah.
How have you been, Nikki?
I've been good. Working. Working. It's been a busy couple months. Since you've been on, I've had to go to a few different places. I was in Texas last month.
Oh, wow.
Had to go to a class.
I'm sure that's fun to get to travel for things like that, though. Especially that far away. Had you ever been to Texas before that?
No.
See, that's nice.
Yeah. But, a lot of concerts, that, we've talked about that a lot in my, last two episodes. So if you want to hear more about that, move on to hers, and I'll talk more about that there. But, so we'll go Halloween-y with it, because last episode we did, pumpkin carving with Connor. He was on there for the first time. That was fun. I was glad to have him on. So let's see, Halloween-y. Horror movies. So I don't watch horror movies too often, not as a fear factor sort of thing, but more or less I find them boring, for lack of better words.
How can you find a horror movie boring?
Because
you know it's coming. You're too smart for them.
I wouldn't say I'm too smart for them. They just make it easy. But there's that, and then
there are those of us who don't see it coming, you know?
Okay.
And we really get scared.
That's fair. But for me personally, I find it, I don't know, like I said, lack of better words, a little boring on most of them. And then there's the ones that are just gore, which I don't know if that counts as a horror movie, or I've heard some of them called snuff films. If that makes sense, because I'm not really sure what that means either.
I'm not familiar with the term.
I'm not up to date with these horror terms, considering I don't watch them too much. But, so I watched, what have I seen? So I've seen only one of the Saw movies. I saw Saw X, I think it was last year, the year before, whenever it came out. And that was pretty good.
They actually have like a meaning. he's not right about what he's doing, but he has a philosophy behind what he's doing. I love the Saw franchise.
She said
it's me and my sister's favorite, actually.
He's not right.
I'm
not defending him, I promise. But
at least he's got a reason.
Yeah.
He's not just...
Yeah, that's a tough thing. What he's doing isn't right, but the reasons he's doing it is right. So it's that iffy. It's, you feel for him, but it's like, hold on. You're making this guy scoop his own brains out. Come on. Did you watch the 10th one? Or saw X?
No, I don't think I did see that one. I've seen up to like 6, I think.
There. Do you care if I spoil any of it?
Go for it.
So one of them has to scoop his brains out and basically put it in this measuring thing so it balances out.
How much? Was it like a gram? Like 0.5 grams?
It might have been like a pound. I don't remember.
Did it? And it gave him exactly where it wouldn't harm him or take out any of his memory. I do think I've seen this thin him. Just kidding.
Yeah, because he had a video up showing him where he needed to do it.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's not all right.
And then the other one, I think the lady had to chop off one of her legs. And she waited too long, started to do it, and then she finally did it. But by that point, it was too late. Can't remember what the other ones did. I know one of them tried to act all innocent, and then turned out she wasn't innocent at all. But yeah, so that was a good one. I enjoyed that one. Compared to the description I gave, I probably shouldn't have enjoyed it, but it wasn't bad. Another one... I don't watch a lot of them, so I'm blanking. One of the more recent ones I've been watching the last few days is Scream. I hadn't seen any of them till now, which is crazy considering how popular they are.
So the one that came out like in the 80s? Question mark? Or the 90s? The first one?
First one came out in 96 or 97. And then...
So it's as old as us. Or me. Just kidding, you're younger than me. I forget that.
A little bit. The third one came out when I was born, 2000, I think. I think it was 1 through 3 was up to 2000. And then after that, it was like 2003 and so on. And the most recent one, I think, came out last year. Now, this is going to fuck a lot of people up. I watched them in the incorrect order because I was on Netflix, saw number 5. I was like, screw it. I'll check it out. I wasn't sure if I'd enjoy it. Threw it on, and it actually kind of recapped everything. So it was fine that I started with 5. And it was good. I enjoyed it. So I watched 6. And then I went back and then watched 1 yesterday through 3. And I'm watching 4 after we do these. And I'll probably watch 5 and 6 again because I'm watching with my mom. She's having fun with it. And I'm like, this is funny. So I got the suit. And I can say this now because this won't come out until after I already do it. My mom's going to kick my ass. So she doesn't like because I can do the voice where he's talking over the phone.
No.
She doesn't like when I say you want to play a game and this and that. So I got the outfit and had it ordered. It shipped in one day, so I've already got it. It's in my car right now, so when I get home, I'm going to put it on and walk.
Do you like scary movies?
You want to play a game?
Call her by name.
Hello, Samantha. You want to play a game?
That was good.
Thank you. So I keep
doing
that.
Who is it that plays the original Scream?
Matthew Lillard.
That's what I thought.
Another guy, because there's always two.
So the guy who plays the IRL Shaggy.
Man, he's so good. That's the main reason why I wanted to go back and watch 1. And then I enjoyed 1, so I was like, okay, I'll watch 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, he's very good at playing the villain because he was in Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed his character in that, even though Five Nights at Freddy's wasn't all that great of a film.
I think a lot of people are not liking it as much because it doesn't really go off of the games. It goes off the book because there's books that I haven't read.
I don't know either.
I didn't read the books. So.
I just enjoy pop culture, so I had to watch it because it was hot at the moment.
Yeah. I liked the game, so I had to watch it. But it wasn't bad. I'm very good about separating, like if I read a book and then watch a movie, or watch a show and watch a movie, yada. I'm good at separating them, making them their own entities. But yeah. Otherwise, I probably would have hated the movie.
I can't agree with that.
It's fine. A lot of people can't.
I'm a diehard. Like, if I put that much work into, like, reading a series, like Twilight, whenever I read the series and then the movies came out, and it's not exactly the same, it kind of hit hard. Hurt.
Yeah, a lot of people expect it to be the...
Just kill us. Just kill us.
What am I? Say it out loud.
I was reading them like in like eighth grade though, so like it was stretched out through like your teen years, developmental times. You develop like attachments to it, like you do characters in your life. You grow up with it. Mm-hmm.
I did that with Naruto and Dragon Ball.
So it was upsetting.
No, yeah, yep. That's fair. That's fair. On that note, then we'll get back to Scream. I go to LexCon every year, and some of the Twilight crew is gonna be at LexCon this year or next year. It's going to be Alice, Emmett, Jasper, and I don't remember her name. One of the twins from the last movies.
The only one I would care about was Ashley Green.
She'll be there. Yeah. So I told my mom about that because she loves those movies. And yeah, so we'll be there next year. She'll
That's
be there.
Awesome. Yeah.
Now I got to figure out something to make so I can have them all sign it. And then I'm probably going to have to make two of them so that my mom can have one. But yeah, so that'll be a neat little thing. So if you want to come to that, feel free. I'll come swing around, pick you up. Yeah, so back to Scream. Yeah, got the costume, gonna come in later. She's gonna kick my ass today as well as the day that this goes up, because she's gonna see that I was talking about it. It's a fun time. I won't go as far as to make her upset, but just the...
Preemptively being ornery. Just, your poor mother.
Just the, oh, I don't like that. That's all I need.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so the Scream movies I've been enjoying. Terrifier, that was another one I just watched the other day. Have you seen anything on those? It's, I'll pull up a picture while we're... Where'd I put my phone? Okay, while I look for my phone. It is this, like, black and white clown, and he is completely silent in the whole movie. When he's taking hits, when he's,
Are you not utilizing your phone for...
That's right. It is right there, isn't it? I forgot that I use my phone to, see what, we can see. Or what you can see. I pulled a... Damn. Where's my phone? I can't find it. God damn.
That's so funny.
You seen it here first, folks. But yeah, there's three of them out now. And two of them are out digitally. Third one's in theaters now. Where's a good picture?
I was going to say, you didn't have to.
That'll work. Yeah, she didn't like that. I can't see what you
I
can see right
now. I have kind of. I've seen that, like, on the internet.
Yeah, little bits like clips and stuff. Whatever.
It's like a meme over the face.
Oh, really? Meme over the face.
Me without my coffee in the morning. I don't know.
Oh, like, yeah, okay. I get what you mean now. I get what you mean now. I've gotten so used to TikToks that I don't know anymore. Yeah, no, those are... They're interesting. It's definitely something you can't eat and watch at the same time, because there's a lot of gutting. There's a lot of insights coming out of these. You might not want to watch these.
I would probably like that.
The face you're making. I wouldn't think so.
Nasty.
Nasty, yeah. And the funny thing is, their budget on the first one was extremely low. I'm also rolling around. I'm going to get back into place. And you can see it as it's going on through the movies, because the second budget was a little better. Apparently the third one, the budget was really high. I haven't seen it yet. Every single one of them, though, people have walked out of the theater. That's how bad they've been. But yeah.
Then I probably don't want to see it.
Yeah. There's a lot.
But, like, walking out because it's so violent, or walking out because it is just terrible all around?
Gory.
Oh, okay, so it's just that terrible.
Yeah, they can't handle the gore from it. Which is fair.
That's kind of understandable then.
Yeah, it's the whole movie.
And yeah, there are some things that should be rated beyond R.
I don't think so much rated beyond R. I think R should have its own, like, sub-ratings, almost.
Mm-hmm.
So it should have, like, are X if there's more
sexual stuff.
Yes, and then maybe RV for, or RG for gore. I don't know.
I actually agree with that. Cool. Let's pitch that to the Academy.
That's not going to go anywhere, but we can try. You see, make a whole new rating? I don't know about
You're
that.
You're a dream crusher.
I started a podcast, didn't I?
I will. And whenever I get the RG, RX, my name's going to go right there.
I'm not going to have any part of it. Nope. She's not going to let me in on any of it. She's like, no, you said it was a bad idea.
I cut the check.
I got the check is crazy. Oh, man.
It's like $13.
Yeah. Thanks for the idea, chump.
Really showed him.
Really showed him. Now I'm just $15 richer for an idea that's going to be shown everywhere. But, yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any other horror movies. I've got Chainsaw Massacre on the list. I'm probably going to go see that because I've been told that that's based on true events, which is cool. Not cool, but cool in the sense that they made a movie out of it.
Ed Gein? Is it based off of Ed Gein?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know who. I know that he like actually took people's skin and like made things out of them. Like actually, like I think that he was the one that created a lampshade out of human flesh, and like flesh did some very like just belts, just stuff, things you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, skinning people for clothing is probably not the idea.
Killing them and then skinning them, like he's really messed up. But like they obviously had to do a movie about a killer that psychotic. I think
you should definitely watch Terrifier, because that definitely happened. I'm gonna spoil a scene here. There was a scene where he was laying on the ground pretending to be dead, pretending to be one of the girls, and her sister comes up and goes up to her. Well, he gets up, he had scalped one of the girls, so he's got her hair, and then he also skinned the front end of the woman, so he had the boobies.
It was like those mannequin things that they have. Like the half-bodied ones, not the full one. I know what you're talking about.
It's kind of like the fat suits.
Just the, like what drag queens wear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's insane.
Except it was her actual skin.
Yeah. Well,
And yet she was still alive. She rolled over. You could see her brains, and you could see her insides. And, yeah.
I don't think that somebody would actually live through that. I think the human body would shut off.
Yeah. No. There were a lot of scenes in those movies where they should not have been still moving, and me and Connor are sitting there like,
make it realistic.
Make it real.
Like, I mean, yeah.
Oh, not yeah. I told my family, I said, if any of you ever dress up like this man and come near me, it'll be on site. I'm not even gonna ask who you are.
Give me that one too real fast. Don't mess with me.
This man didn't have any motive. He just came around killing and skinning.
Slicing and dicing.
Yeah.
Scream, yeah.
Yeah.
I said that I hadn't seen Scream. The only place I've ever seen him is in the scary movies. Like Scary Movie
is so funny.
But they're not scary. They're just hilarious. Yeah. Just kidding. I used to get scared at the one with the ring in it.
The one with the
ring. Whenever that girl crawls off the TV.
That's another one I've seen, is The Ring.
I've never seen that.
I saw, I think it was a remake, or it was like a new iteration of it. It wasn't all that good. It's because that's the one where you put in the tape and you've got like 7 days till you die.
Yeah, but I think there's actually a strange fact about that movie, that it had like a super duper low budget, but it was actually one of the highest grossing movies that year. It had like a super low budget. I've never seen it, but I can imagine.
Yeah. But I feel like, I honestly feel like that's almost better to have a little.
And I might be totally lying about that. That might be another movie. Don't clock me on it.
Don't quote me.
I think I'm going to Google that actually right now. I'm going to make, yeah. I forget that there's like a cell phone right in front of me sometimes, and I'm able to like use the internet to your
advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're using it to your like disadvantage with your digital footprint, man. Just.
Yeah.
Not really.
Now that we're 20 episodes in, my digital footprint is fucked.
Oh, you think so? Yeah, you've actually...
I've had some wank people on here. Mark's been on here quite a bit. Love him to death. No, we have some good episodes. Between mine and Mark's and mine and Drew's, ours probably go off the walls the most, which is good. I appreciate those episodes. But with the low budget stuff, I feel like that's almost better because they have to scrounge up things more. Where with some of these that have a higher budget, they get all this high tech stuff, all this new looking stuff, all this. It just makes it less realistic because they've got this money to use. French can't multitask.
Oh, proper. Sorry. Yeah. The Ring 2002 is one of the highest grossing horror remakes of all time. Yeah.
Very cool.
Okay. Yeah, I was right about it. I had to make sure.
You didn't hear what I said, did you?
What did you say?
I'll repeat it. But I was saying that when movies have a lower budget, horror movies at least, I feel like it's better because they have to scrounge for more, where in the newer movies, they've got a lot of newer stuff, a lot of more high-tech stuff where it makes it a lot less realistic and this and that. And it's, yeah, I think that's the issue that I think that's the issue I have with horror movies, where I just don't enjoy them because it's like, what are we doing?
They can take it in so many directions that it's obviously unrealistic, right. And they do so much to make it seem so scary and unreal that it does seem unreal. Right. Yeah.
But with less money, you have less to work with, mm-hmm. So you're just based on realistic stuff.
And you really got to work for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I liked, I like jump scare movies, or like thrillers more so, where there's nothing truly scary about what's happening, like what you see. Mm-hmm. It's more so that there are real people out there in the world that could be like this.
Right. Like The Call, that one was a thriller. And that one, have you seen that one where... I think it's like Drew Barrymore or something, or I don't remember her name. People are gonna skin me alive for that one. She's a dispatcher, and one of the little girls gets kidnapped, and she's on the phone with her, trying to keep her going, come up with the stuff to keep her alive, this and that, so they can find her. That's a thriller. That one's a little. I feel like that's a little more kind of pulls you in, and then you got horror movies where it's just slice and dice, and there's no story behind it.
Like, See No Evil or Speak No Evil.
That one I haven't seen yet.
That one looks good. That's one of the, like, that's what I'm talking about type of thing that I want to see in, like, Pearl.
Pearl, I think I
saw. The one... X movie just had a movie come out this year that was called Maxine.
I haven't seen that. I think I saw Pearl. That's when she's, like, a farm girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I saw that one. That was
and she's
movie.
Just been trapped in one place her whole life, and I can relate to this.
Guys, I'm not making it. You guys aren't gonna see this episode.
She's just trapped in one place. And, like they're driving her insane though. Like she's just waiting for him to come back. She was already a little messed up, yeah. But
because there's a prequel to that movie.
To Pearl?
I think so. Because I think there's three movies in that series.
Pearl, and then in X,
mm-hmm.
there are like kids. In this exact same scenery, but it's almost 80, so it's like 80 years later, but Pearl still lives on the property with her husband. Okay. But it's, like, it's in the new generation. It is now the 70s.
Gotcha.
Spoilers. This is whenever X-rated content finally became, like, legal. And how in Pearl, they talk about, like, how it's illegal, and how she's, like, just so... intrigued by the girls who are doing this, like, are like movie stars, but now there are girls who are doing it for, like, doing things that they shouldn't be doing on film, and she sees this happening in this house that she's renting out to these kids, goes on a rampage, but little does she know that one of the other little girls got some grit with her, and then so the last part of the movie is called Maxine, and that's who got, like, Pearl killed her, all of her friends, but she got away.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So I just ruined it for you, and I'm sorry. But, like, you gotta watch it still, man.
I'm glad you probably weren't gonna watch it. Let's be real. I don't think Pearl's that big, honestly, compared to a lot of the other ones. I
feel like it's a more... I'm married! It's big on TikTok.
That's true.
That's... What do you mean? I thought you loved me!
That's part of the movie, for anyone that doesn't know. She's not actually... She might be losing it. She's not actually losing it.
I was doing a really great...
It was really good. Yeah. It threw me off when you first did it. That's why I had to... It's part of the movie. But, you know, I think it's a very niche series. I think the only reason I went was because a couple of my buddies wanted to go see it. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have seen it. It was a weird one. I didn't care for it too much, but it wasn't bad.
You might have to totally cut that out too. That was loud, and I apologize for that. Cut it out. Don't feel it unnecessary to not cut that out. Okay. Don't keep that in.
Do you not want it in?
Don't keep that in.
You don't want it in? It was pretty good. I kind
of
want
to. I know, but I'm afraid of how bad it's gonna be like for the audio listeners. To be honest, can you turn down the volume of it?
I can. It's a spooky episode. You gotta be prepared for this stuff.
All right.
No, that was too good not to keep in. Okay. I'm even gonna keep it in this little bit if you want to cut it out.
I keep in stuff like this too in mind. Keeps like the realness, the rawness of it. That way it doesn't feel like you're trying too hard.
I try to keep the episodes pretty raw. Mm-hmm. Mostly because I don't feel like editing it. But also because it's more realistic.
I edit the crap out of mine. I love like the cuts. I love making cuts. Yeah. They're so great.
I like the ones where you start to trail off on a tangent and then it just stops and then goes back and it's just you crawling back into your spot. And it's like, okay, so this was about an hour tangent that we cut. Okay,
cool. ADH diva.
I find it funny because it's super abrupt. It'll be mid word come out and then it'll just gone. And then you'll just see it flip back to her getting back in her seat. Like, so anyways. it adds charm. It's good. I enjoy it. Lose my trailing thought every time we go off. God, what other horror movies have been pushing?
Were you a fan of Paranormal Activities whenever they were like launching every year? We were like teenagers.
This reminds me of a few movies as well, which is good. But I find them more funny. Like this.
I did too.
Paranormal Activity is a very comedic movie because you just see them. You see them get pulled and dragged and everything. You see things get thrown. And it's like, bro. They'll flip onto the night cam. And they'll be in bed. And you'll just see them start getting dragged out. And then it's like, no. And then they're just gone.
They made fun of that like in a great way with one of the scary movies.
Yeah.
Thinking about it. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, we'll leave that to your guys' imagination. You guys need to go watch those on your own. If you're not old enough to watch them, make sure you have a pair.
They've done that twice in scary movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did that in the one where they made fun of The Exorcist, too.
Yep.
The guy with the, it's like my strong hand.
Take my good hand. I love that so much.
Shoves it in the turkey.
What's wrong? God. I wish I could edit good enough to get a turkey on my hand while I was doing that. I don't have the time for that, though. But, yeah, no, the Paranormal Activities were good in a funny way. If you watch them for a scary factor, you're going to be bored. But if you watch them because they're funny, they're funny. Let's see. Not The Exorcist. What was another one? Maybe it was The Exorcist. No, it wasn't The Exorcist. It was one of the ones where they get taken control of. It wasn't The Exorcist, though.
Insidious?
Yeah, it was one of the Insidious
movies. I love that one. Yeah, okay. That one's one that I can laugh at because I've seen it so many times.
Yeah, and there's like four of those, aren't there?
I think three.
I saw one of them, but that was another funny one. We got cars schmoving in the background.
I'm like right next to Cincinnati, like practically like everybody just takes this road to go into Cincy.
Yeah. people are going to drive like crap today. I just want to throw that out there.
Oh, wait, you don't like, you don't, your people don't know where your location is, do they?
Like, where?
Do you say that, like, you're in the Cincinnati metropolitan area? Or do you just say that you're, like, based in Kentucky?
Oh, on the pod?
Mm-hmm.
Typically Kentucky, Ohio-based, but Cincinnati's fine.
Cincinnati. Yeah, I just say Cincinnati, because it's like such huge. A big area, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I say that I go to Lexicon. So.
That's where I tag it on YouTube.
Cincinnati?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think I tag. I turn off the location stuff on those. I don't do the locations. I don't do the little where it separates it out into little points that you can skip through. I kind of just leave it as is, plain. Oh, I'm gassy. Excuse me. Bourbon.
It's okay. Sometimes I leave my burps in there. Do you edit your burps out?
No. No. Natural occurrence. Now, other gas, that I would have to edit out. Yeah, I don't think I'd want to leave that in. It's funny, but I wouldn't want to leave that in. I'm trying to remember where we left off. It's been a very flighty-brained episode, but we're just talking about horror movies and stuff, which I don't watch a lot of, so that's probably why. What else have I been watching? Unrelated. This will get a kick for some people. I started watching iCarly again. I was seeing clips on TikTok. And I was like, you know what? I'll rewatch it. This was funny. And it's as good as it was when I watched it the first time.
Okay. Now I'm getting gassy. So you're watching the OG one, not the remake.
Right.
Where they say the F word and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to watch that or
not. See, I can't get behind it. I haven't watched it for that same reason. Like, let it stay nostalgic in your head. What the flip?
Oh, that's got to be a speaker on a car. I don't know if it's going to pick up on here. For reference, it sounds like vibrating through all of the walls. Yeah, like that. I'm going to say it was a speaker on a car. Yeah, no, I've been rewatching that. It's been good. I've been enjoying it. I think at one point I rewatched Victorious, too. It's a good one, too. That one's got a lot of music.
Yeah, I loved the music from Victorious. I really did. Like, I could probably sing a few songs.
Who's your favorite character?
Tori.
Yeah.
And Kat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jade.
I like Jade. Jade and Beck were probably my favorites. That and the teacher. Psychowitz.
Yeah. God, I forget how like great of a character Beck was. He was so humble. He was just such a nice guy.
Yeah. He's hung out.
And Robbie, did you know that Robbie throws these parties across like the United States? There was one here in Cincinnati at Bogart's.
Man, we missed it.
And all they do is, like, play songs from, like, iCarly, Victorious, like, all your classic old Disney movies, like, Lemonade Mouth. I freaking loved that movie. Like your Let It Go movie, like, from Frozen.
Your Let It Go movie.
From Frozen. All of the songs that, like, will just click right in your head as soon as you start to hear them.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then you just get to, like, relive, like, your childhood fantasy all over again. And, like, everybody around you, like, is, like, the same age. Right. I don't know. That seems like such a fun thing to do. I was, like, upset that I missed it.
That's neat. I didn't know you did that.
I forget what they're called.
I don't know what
They're, like, throwback parties.
I don't know what hardly any of them are doing anymore. I mean, Ariana Grande is a singer now. She was just in a movie. She did Oz.
Victoria Justice still makes music.
Yeah, but
there's a lot of advertising.
I think her stuff gets pushed down a lot because of Nickelodeon and everyone else. Beck, I think Beck's with someone famous right now. Can't remember, though. Jade is doing podcasts. She's not doing her own, I don't think, but she's been on a few. And then Andre's probably doing music. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I got a notification. Threw me off. Yeah, iCarly's been good again. It's a lot funnier than I remember it being, but I think that's because they made it more for adults than they did for the kids. And I have also found that as I grow up, I'm more like Spencer as I watch it. I love Spencer. He's great. I want to meet that man in person.
What is his actual name? Well, he played Crazy Steve, also on Drake and Josh. That was great. Such a good actor.
I'm also blanking on his name. I knew it before I started watching iCarly again, and Spencer, now just Spencer.
Spencer Shea is played by...
I don't know. We'll remember. We'll remember when we least expect it. We'll remember it in the episode that we're doing for her. Say it out loud, and then we'll have to tell them why we were
talking. You'll have to go watch mine.
Yeah. You'll find it in there somewhere, probably. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got on stuff that I've been watching. And horror movies, etc. What are we at time-wise? Because I've got another topic that I remembered. 37 minutes. Okay, so another thing I was thinking about. Different kind of apocalypse. Because there's the zombie ones, but there's also... Because an apocalypse is just kind of the world ending. It's like the world starting from scratch. Yeah, I know, I heard that too. I think it was a sneeze.
Honestly, I was worried it was one of my cats choking.
I thought it was your dog sneezing.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's where I was at. So apocalypse, kind of like a world-ending theme type things. Three things: zombie apocalypse. An apocalypse where the internet and electricity goes out. And then, what was the third one? We'll split those up, actually. We'll do one where it's just the internet going out, and one with electricity and the internet going out. And then, zombie apocalypse. Which do you think you would survive the best in? Or I guess, which one would you rather be in out of the three?
My approach to all of them would probably be a lot different.
Right.
Yeah.
You can talk about your approach to each of them if you want. And then I'll tell you mine.
Well, I'm a archery state champion. So I don't need shit I don't need anything. I could just use my bow and arrow to protect myself as long as, I had, some form of, way to, make my arrows. I think I'd be Gucci to, kill anything, and I'm really good.
Good to know.
I think I'm street smart as well, so, the electricity going out, I'd be good at resourceful in that way. I'm very, I'm smart holistically, so I would know, what is, pickable, edible, things like that. All your mushrooms, all your berries that grow, in the ear.
Good old herbologist.
I would make it, on a survival show, for real.
No.
So, I think in any of these situations, except for, the zombies, if I wasn't in a group of people, I would not survive. If I was just by myself in a zombie apocalypse, I would probably be able to protect myself and hide myself from the zombies long enough to... I would give myself maybe 6 months.
Okay.
Maybe 6 months, because I would head straight out of my hometown. In the mountains, where I would, I would be safe.
So zombies wouldn't be your first one then?
No, the internet.
The internet one.
And internet would be the first one that I would choose to go through. Then no electricity, and then the zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
Yeah, that's 1 to 3.
So, I put some thought into this one because there's a lot of things that can happen in each of these. I won't go too deep into zombie apocalypse stuff because. I want to save that for another episode, because me and Matt would talk about that, Matt Stone King, we would talk about that all the time. How did we survive that and everything? I don't know why. It was just something that would come up. But the zombie one would probably be the one I pick. Now, my reasoning behind this is because you got to remember, with a zombie apocalypse, you're dealing with a lot less people. You have to deal with zombies, but there's not as many people. Now, with the other two, if things collapse and everything, and it becomes a big issue where everyone's fighting and everything, you deal with people. Mm-hmm. So if it's my choice on dealing with groups of people and zombies that can't work together, I'm going to choose the zombies. Because there's a lot you got to work around there. Zombies, you can barricade yourself, you can find safe spots, you can figure out their weaknesses, yada yada. With people, people are awful. People are just awful. So in a setting where everything's collapsing around you, you have to basically fight for yourself. You can't be there for people you don't know.
Yeah. If the world did happen to go through something like that, though, I feel like you would kind of be forced to turn off your empathy and your ethics level.
Yeah.
And it's that you're in a godless, lawless land. So, you trying to steal my food? Fuck you.
That's...
No. Fuck you.
There you go. That's better. That's more or less what I mean by, it's... You can't really look out for random people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would definitely go the zombie route.
That's so funny.
A lot of people probably wouldn't. A lot of people would go the route you're talking about because they don't like the idea of having to fight cannibals every turn. But that's another thing. If the electricity and stuff goes out and people start going crazy, there's going to be food shortages because a lot of that is electricity-based. People will start eating each other.
What if oil supply got completely desecrated? Obviously,
that's going... Outside of these situations? Or
in an apocalyptic situation. Obviously, we are headed towards that route because oil consumption is something that we can't get around. But, okay. That is what generates a lot of electricity for a majority of areas, which is crazy to think about, but it's what runs our vehicles, right. Everything of the sort. So, that's another entire... That's a whole other, it would cut off supply chain first... Then, your people would start stockpiling oil. But then, you're in a situation where, where you're staying isn't it's entirely flammable. And, you're so sabotageable. I don't know. That's a...
On top of that, when it comes to these situations, you can't carry a lot on you. Because you're always moving. So, yeah. And even with the electricity-based stuff... I don't know where I was going with that. I had something that left immediately. But, yeah. It's... All three of them would definitely be tougher. Yeah. But I would definitely go the zombie route. Part of that is definitely influenced by me and Matt talking all the time about it. And there's an anime out now. I think it came out last year, the year before, called Zom 100. And it actually goes through the zombie apocalypse. And this guy basically writes a list of stuff he wants to do before he's turned into a zombie. And you get to see him do all this fun stuff and this and that. Hmm. It's a good one. I enjoyed it. I don't know if they'll make it a second season of it, but...
Were you a Walking Dead fan?
Never watched it.
Yeah, I never really watched it either.
We're going to get a lot of hate for that, but it's fine.
It's okay. We know what White Walkers are.
She knows what White Walkers are.
Oh, you've not watched Game of Thrones?
Oh, the snow things. Yeah, never mind. I do know what that is. Never mind.
Them snow things.
Aren't they in
White Walkers?
Aren't they in cold?
They can. I'm pretty sure that they could have traveled south though. That was the whole problem, is that they were gonna go south because even if they had been living in the cold all 300 whatever years that had been, they can.
They can. They didn't.
Yeah, they can. Just haven't.
Okay, I had to make sure that I wasn't. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, but whenever you think of them, you think just Ice King with the big blue eyes just standing there or on the skeleton horses and stuff. Yeah.
God.
On the dragon. Him on the dragon. That was one of the worst turning points in that show.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought the ending was probably the worst, but I didn't like how it ended.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
I mean, I didn't mind the kid rising up and everything. He kind of deserved it, but the rest of it kind of blowed.
Her taking the ending that she took.
Yeah, that's what I didn't like.
The dragon, like the mystical, what made her, taking her with her. It was like she just completely dissipated and didn't exist, and all this time and all this work and all these people who believed in her was just totally gone. But like what they don't understand is that like the man who did this rightfully knew that he was like, but he doesn't have to tell anybody.
All right.
But he was the one who should have been like the one that everybody was rallying behind. So it was just like a. I love that show so much, but like it shouldn't have ended the way it did.
Big old
they should have looked past all of it and like made Jon Snow king, I believe, like truly, because he had the ethic level.
Either him or
he'd always been a leader. I don't know.
Jon Snow.
He had the character of a true king. He should have been sitting on the Iron Throne, and that's why he was able to rob the dragons too.
Yeah.
Tears.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a while.
He's actually in a show called Gunpowder.
Okay. I'm not surprised that he's in
it. It's like a Renaissance themed. Renaissance time ish. Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not surprised that he's in other stuff. He was good in Game of Thrones, and I think he's been in other stuff outside of that too. I can't remember what saved my life right now, but.
I just threw us way off topic, too. I apologize.
That's all good. We're talking about a ton of random stuff now that we got out of the movies. I don't have a lot else. That was most of what I had was talking about horror movies and the apocalypse stuff because I wanted to kind of see where we were going with that.
Have you done any fall activities? Like, have you been to a pumpkin patch?
We carved pumpkins, but I got those from Kroger.
Did you go to the Renaissance Fair?
I did do that, but we talked about that too in another episode. It's tough, man. It's tough. I've been busy with work. Not a lot's happened. I got a lot of stuff planned, but not a lot's happened. I'm going to a rave, I think, in November, so that'll be cool. I've been to some before. Don't look at me like that. I get to go in my costume, so that'll be cool.
Okay, yeah, I can see it. That'll be fun. Oh, yeah. But you're not going to be wearing the mask.
Man, I wanted to. There's no way.
There's no way.
Hell.
And like, what if it's cold, though? What if it's, like, freezing?
It'll be indoors. So it's fine. Yeah. So I'll probably go in with all of it on. Kind of say hi to everyone. See what's going on. Get up on the DJ floor, because I'm helping set some of the stuff up, so it'll be cool. And then after I've done all my intros, it's all going back in the car, and this will be what I'm wearing, which is fine. Gets the point across. Got my little baby knife in the whole time. Keep that in. But that'll be fun. What else I got planned? Oh, I talked last episode. I'm going to start streaming again because I did that a while back and time got away with me with working multiple jobs and doing college and this and that. But I've made new profiles. I'll put them all up here. I think I'm going to, the plan is to get a video out and a stream out before this goes up. So there'll be a video there as well if I can get it done by then. And there is a game I wanted to start with. What's the one where they have to... I'm blanking on the name of the movie. What's the movie where they have to be quiet?
What?
And monsters come to kill them if they're not.
Last of Us?
Huh?
Last of Us?
No, that's a show.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know anything. I don't know video games either. I apologize.
No, it's okay. I'm going to look it up while we're talking. But yeah, that'll be happening here soon. If it is done before I post this, then it'll be linked. If not, then it won't be linked. And then it'll be ready for the next one. But I wanted to get some games out before October's over. And this one specifically, because it's kind of spooky and it just came out. I just can't remember what it's called. My brain power is dwindling with how busy this month has been. So you will have to forgive me. It should be new and trending. Where is it? It's not here. I've got the movie saved somewhere, so I'll look there. But what else have you done outside of like the new podcast you started? Have you done any social media stuff ever or anything like that?
No. I had a really popular Keek channel. Nobody is going to remember what that was.
Keek? Oh, Kick?
No, Keek.
Keek.
K-E-E-K. It was it was a social media platform where you made 36-second videos. It was a little bit longer than Vines. It was right around whenever Vine was popular. So the little bit longer of a length of time, it gave me like a good opportunity to make some funny videos. And I had a lot. I had like 1,700.
Mm-hmm.
And like that was like no friends.
It's pretty good.
So like none of my friends were following me. But that was, yeah, me and my sister are both just crazy. That's it though.
36 seconds is weird.
I was like, I was Tumblr famous, kind of. I was kind of Tumblr famous with my like side swoop emo days, like 13, 12 years old. I've never done anything else besides I've lived my life up until now.
That's fair.
Yeah, and I'm kind of glad though, because whenever like you're older, you know how to take a social media presence a little bit more seriously.
Yeah, and you don't do stupid stuff.
Although, like, I do say some silly stuff, but I think it's more so going to help people more than hurt people.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really hold back on here. I mean, I try not to cuss as much. Although, in a normal setting, I'm not cussing that much anyways. But if I'm home or something, then whatever. Outside of that, you pretty much see how it is. A Quiet Place. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't know.
I haven't seen the movies on that. I plan to because I think they're all on Paramount. But, I got the game for that because it just came out. And as far as I know, it uses your mic and your computer to kind of gauge how loud you are. You got to be quiet so they don't kill you.
People cheat and mute their mic.
I'm not going to do that. That's no fun.
I'm sure people do.
I'm sure they do. If that's even an aspect in the game. I think it is, but I'm not 100% sure. I thought that'd be cool to start out with. So I'm going to try to get that in going by the end of... I say by the end of this week, but for you guys, it'll be before this comes out, hopefully. So, yeah. Hopefully I get that done before then. I think that's all I got for this episode. Costume, party, sneeze. Didn't need to
bless
add that
you
to the list. Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you. I hope it doesn't happen again, but it'll probably happen again because I always sneeze in twos. That's pretty much it. I'll try to get my streaming stuff up. I'll try to post some stuff up for that. I'll leave your stuff down in the description so that you guys can go watch the video we have coming after this, which we will take a break after this one and then go into that one soon after because my brain is slowly dwindling.
Brain rot.
Yes, indeed.
Brain rot inside brain rot.
Quadruple brain rot. Oh.
Double feature brain rot.
I also got these mugs made. Didn't get to show these off.
It's a double feature. It's our double feature.
So whenever you guys see a double feature, I'm gonna try to do this for all of them, because I enjoy that.
Yeah, that's so nice. That was so nice.
It's like a little souvenir.
Yeah.
But
I'm gonna sip out of it every time now because my it's honest tea.
Yeah.
I needed a tea mug.
Yeah.
And I got one with my logo on it now.
So, if any other podcasts want to reach out and do one, probably do that.
Is this your first collab?
This is my first double podcast, yeah.
Oh, nice. Mine too, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm only on episode number 5.
Yeah. I had another one planned, but it got postponed. So be on the lookout for that whenever that decides to happen. Outside of that, I didn't really have any other double features planned. Not the last person, because that was Connor, but the person before that I found on TikTok. So that was kind of, but not really. I kind of just had her on, but we'll probably do games and stuff when I start streaming. So that'd be cool, because she does...
Oh, yeah, I liked her episode.
Yeah, she does Valorant and stuff. So we'll probably throw on some Minecraft or something. We'll find something cool to do. Yeah, I think that'll wrap up for today. You won't get to see me spooking my mom, because I won't do that to her. I won't put that on here. But when I do have her on, she can tell you about it, because that'll be funny.
You're going to have your mom as a podcast guest?
I plan on having, I guess I'll spoil it now, because next month is coming up. I plan on having my mom and dad on, because their anniversary is next month.
Aww.
Yeah. And they've been together longer than hardly anyone anymore,
How long have they been together? 40 years.
I don't think it's been that long. 30-something, I think. It's been a while. Longer than I've been alive, at the very least. So yeah. More than 24 years. I know the date. I just don't know the year. So there's that. But yeah, so that'll be a cool one. That'll happen next month if I can get all that working smoothie. Yeah, I think that'll be a good way to get a good old little wrap up. So if any of you go trick-or-treating, if any of you go to parties for Halloween, because this will be around the time that comes out, be careful. Don't drink and drive. Don't go into anybody's houses if you're trick-or-treating. They'll give you candy on the porch. Outside of that, have fun. Do your due. Dress up. Have fun. Doesn't matter how old you are. Dress up. Do something. Even if you're just handing out candy. Kids love it. Dressed up as
Star. Yeah, go watch a scary movie.
Dressed up as
Go to a haunted house. Go to pumpkin patch.
Yeah,
go do all the fun fall activities, because there's a lot to do right now. Yeah. And the weather's actually decent to do it, too. So get out there.
That's true. That is another thing real quick before I wrap up. Going to a haunted house or something, I think, next weekend. So that'd be fun.
Is it Maybe. The Dent? Dent Schoolhouse?
No, but I do enjoy that one.
I went there for the first time last year. It messed me up.
Really?
It's a real story,
yeah.
Right? Why would there, like, children's bodies in the corner? That's messed up.
No.
That's messed up.
Spooky. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it. I'm just a girl.
Yeah, no, the last time we went to that one, God, we're still talking. The last time we went to that one, there were two guys up in the front of the line, and they were so loud, but they ended up giving up, and they didn't want to go in, so they ran away. It was so funny. We were like, really? Why would you? Because it was a long line.
Yeah,
it
always is.
They were there from the time we started all the way up, and then they left. It's like, why? What was the point?
They chickened out that
fast. Yeah. Yeah.
Men are funny.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, be careful. Have fun. Dress up. Thank you all for joining. If you want to watch more of this, go on to her channel, and we will be doing another one, and then you can watch some of her other stuff. Also, if you enjoyed today, let us know what you enjoyed. Let us know what you want to see more of in the comments. Leave a like, subscribe, hit that little bell, and I think that's the usual closeout. So we'll see you next time.
And happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween, everyone. Have a good night.